romance is what is slowly dying with these like dating apps and people like moving from one relationship to the other and all. I feel like people don't do the basics, the smaller stuff, the gestures, the, you know, effort. Effort is sexy, I feel.
Sometimes. What's the biggest red flag for you?
I feel like, how do you treat your family? How do you treat your mom? If you're not treating them well, that's a red flag.
Were you insecure about something?
I was not so insecure. I was more frustrated at a point. Sometimes you feel ki yaar, mujhe pata hai, mere mein potential hai, but mere samne hi nahi hai wo cheez, to main kya karu? Because when you don't come from a film background, I feel like it takes a longer time for people to even know you.
What's more important for you, to become the best actor or the biggest actor?
The best actor, because I know I'll become the biggest.
I love Hyphen, but why did you start it?
At times I used to be like, I don't want to layer 4 serums which have single ingredients, which work towards the same thing. And then I was like, you know, this is a good idea. I don't think this exists right now. Why not make it?
आज का एपिसोड स्टार्ट करने से पहले मेरी एक रिक्वेस्ट है. हमें जितने लोग देखते हैं उसमें से 79% लोग सब्सक्राइब नहीं करते. तो अगर हमारे चैनल ने आपको कभी भी कुछ एक वैल्यू दी है तो प्लीज़ सब्सक्राइब करो, क्योंकि सब्सक्राइब करने से हमें बहुत मदद मिलती है. एंड इन रिटर्न आई प्रॉमिस कि मैं और बेहतर से बेहतर गेस्ट लाता रहूँगा आपके लिए, और मेरी पूरी टीम मेहनत करके आपको एक बेहतर इंसान बनने में मदद करेगी. आज का जो एपिसोड है वो है कृति सैनन के साथ. इस एपिसोड के लिए मैं बहुत एक्साइटेड था, क्योंकि द वे वो अपनी ब्रांड बना रही हैं वो बहुत एडमायरिंग है. तो मैंने उनसे समझने की कोशिश करी कि इतनी सक्सेसफुल करियर होने के बाद भी कोई क्यों अपनी एक नई ब्रांड बनाना स्टार्ट कर रहा है, कैसे कोई अपना करियर बना सकता है मीडिया इंडस्ट्री में, अपने चाइल्डहुड से क्या लेसन सीख सकते हैं, अपनी करियर ट्रेजेक्टरी में बैकअप प्लान होना कितना ज़रूरी है, पैसे कैसे कमाते हैं, पैसे को खर्चा करने से पहले क्या दिमाग में ध्यान रखना चाहिए, लाइफ में रिलेशनशिप्स को कैसे मैनेज करो, अपना लाइफ पार्टनर ढूंढने से पहले क्या क्वेश्चंस खुद के लिए आंसर करना ज़रूरी है और दूसरों के लिए आंसर करना ज़रूरी है. आज का पूरा एपिसोड एक एक्टर की बिहाइंड द सीन्स लाइफ के बारे में, उनके चाइल्डहुड के बारे में, उनके पर्सपेक्टिव के बारे में, उनका रिलेशनशिप पे नज़रिए के बारे में, एंड किस तरीके से अपनी लाइफ में वो डिसीजंस लेती हैं उसके बारे में. बट बिफोर यू स्टार्ट दिस, गो सब्सक्राइब राजशमानी क्लिप्स एंड राजशमानी शॉर्ट्स चैनल, क्योंकि वहां पर हम इस पूरे बड़े एपिसोड की छोटी छोटी क्लिप्स डालते हैं ताकि आप कम समय में एक बेहतर इंसान बन सके. एंजॉय द शो. फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज, यू नो गाइस, बाय द वे, मीट द यूट्यूबर.
मीट द यूट्यूबर.
सो वी हैव द YouTuber in the house, Kriti Sanan.
Are you really calling me a YouTuber? I didn't know that. I just saw your YouTube channel.
That was new for me. That's what I just saw. And an entrepreneur, Kriti Sanan.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just entered, you started entrepreneur, you became an entrepreneur, you're a YouTuber. You
are also an actor.
Also an actor. She acts on the side.
Yeah.
So that's what she does. But no, thank you so much for coming here.
No, it's a pleasure.
When was your first break? Like, how did you get it? The first time?
My first break was actually in Telugu films.
But you got an award also.
Huh?
You got an award for it, right?
For debut, yeah.
For debut.
Yeah. But I think main already aisa kuch chal raha tha ki maine ek film sign kar di thi. Kuch 3 film ka contract tha kisi ke saath jo maine sign kar diya tha. Phir suddenly wo film nahi hui. And I was like, oh shit, ye kya ho gaya, you know, life mein. And suddenly I got a call ki ek film hai Mahesh Babu ke saath. Tab to mujhe pata bhi nahi tha Mahesh Babu, because I used to not watch South films.
Okay.
And I googled him and obviously I realized he's a superstar. And ek film hai, and they were actually shooting with another actor, like another actress. And something happened last minute that they wanted a new girl, you know, and they had shot for a bit. And then they were looking for a new girl suddenly. And I flew down aur Hyderabad mein maine kuch auditions diye, thode bahut Hindi scenes kiye wahan par, fir thode bahut unhone Telugu ka kuch likh ke diya. I learned it up and I did those scenes. And in 2-3 days I got like finalized. And then that film was happening. And I was like, okay, you know, sometimes something doesn't happen because something else has to happen. You know, and that film happened. Then, as I said, in between, there was some time. And I gave Heeropanti ka audition. And I signed that film on the day of my audition. Like, I met the director and
you
they
gave
had
an audition
been,
and then like, boom, you're in.
So they were trying to find a girl for a year.
Okay.
Opposite Tiger. You know,
for
एक साल से वो ऑडिशंस चल रहे थे. एक साल से बहुत लड़कियों के ऑडिशंस हुए थे. तब ऐसा था, मेरे पास शायद आया था कुछ कॉल एंड मैं वो दूसरी वाली फिल्म कर रही थी जो बाद में नहीं हुई. एंड देन दे कॉल टू मीट मी एंड मैं साजिद सर से मिली, साबिर सर से मिली जो डायरेक्टर हैं. एंड दे सेड कि अच्छा एक ऑडिशन करना है. दिस वॉज लाइक द लार्जेस्ट ऑडिशन एवर बिकॉज इट वॉज प्रॉपर फिल्म कैमरा है, मेकअप कॉस्ट्यूम ऑन अ लोकेशन विथ टाइगर. आई थिंक दे वॉन्टेड टू सी कि मैं और टाइगर साथ में कैसे दिखते हैं, हमारी एनर्जी कैसी है. दैट वॉज द फर्स्ट डे आई मेट टाइगर एंड हमने एक सीन किया वहाँ पर एंड दे शॉट इट प्रॉपर लाइक ओ एस लगा लगा कर सब कुछ लाइक अ प्रॉपर सीन. And I was like, ये बहुत बड़ा ऑडिशन है. एंड देन साबिर सर टोल्ड मी कि हम 10 मिनट में साजन नारायण वाला के ऑफिस जा रहे हैं. सो आई वाज लाइक ओके. एंड देन व्हेन वी वर ऑन आवर वे ही सेड यू आर साइनिंग द फिल्म. एंड आई वाज लाइक व्हाट, लाइक आई कुडंट बिलीव इट. आई डोंट थिंक इट संक इन एट ऑल. माय मैनेजर वाज ऑलरेडी टोल्ड शी वाज रीचिंग देयर. आई कॉल्ड माय पेरेंट्स एंड आई सेड आई एम गोइंग टू साइन अ फिल्म एंड दे वर लाइक कौन सी कि क्या कब, यू नो. एंड आई टोल्ड देम अबाउट इट एंड देन आई साइंड इट.
डिड यू हैव एनी लो पॉइंट इन योर लाइफ, इन योर करियर?
या मेनी अप्स एंड लोस हैपन. या बरेली की बर्फी मैंने शूट की थी.
आई लव दैट मूवी बाय द वे, जस्ट आई वांट टू पुट इट आउट, लाइक लव इट.
थैंक यू. बट आई शॉट दैट फिल्म, उससे पहले मैंने राब्ता शूट की थी. मेरी लास्ट रिलीज दिलवाले थी. आफ्टर कंप्लीटिंग द शूट ऑफ बरेली की बर्फी मैंने 15 महीने कोई फिल्म शूट नहीं की. 15 महीने बहुत होते हैं, स्पेशली व्हेन यू आर शूटिंग बैक टू बैक मोस्टली. 15 महीने मैंने कुछ शूट नहीं किया था. इट वॉज मोर बिकॉज देर वॉज नथिंग ग्रेट कमिंग माई वे. एंड आई थिंक शुरू में क्या, मेनली एक्टर्स बेसिकली चूज फ्रॉम वॉट यू हैव, राइट? It's just slowly, if you're succeeding in life, the options become more. Initially, on your table, the options are lesser. So, aisa kuch interesting nahi aa raha tha, aisa kuch achha nahi aa raha tha. And I was like, I've not shot for 15 months. You know, what if people forget me?
Okay.
Like, what if, like, there are so many new faces coming every day. What if, like, I need to start shooting? And I won't say which film, but at that point, I did sign a film which I was not 100% sure of. But I was like, I need to be on a set, you know, and I just need to shoot.
I just need to go back
to
the action.
Yeah, and kabhi kabhi kya hota hai, this a friend of mine says, kabhi kabhi kya hota hai, aapko na chakki chalana zaruri hota hai. Wo ek baar dhakka lag jata hai, chal jati hai na, to phir dheere dheere chalna shuru ho jati hai. So that's what I think at that point maybe needed. Because then after that, I started working, you know, and it's not like that film had released. It's just that I started working.
Were you insecure about something?
See, it's not actually, I was not so insecure. I was more frustrated at a point. Because when you don't come from a film background, I feel like it takes a longer time for people to even know you. For you to get certain kind of opportunities that you want. You know, sometimes you feel ki yaar mujhe pata hai ki main kar sakti hu, mujhe pata hai mere mein potential hai, but mere samne hi nahi hai wo cheez, to main kya karu. You know, and sometimes you see other people who've just come in, you know, or who belong to a film background, who have, you know, people who are backing them and stuff like that, and they're getting it so easily, and you're like, I think in my head I'm better than this person, but I'm not getting this opportunity and I can't show that, you know. So I feel like there was a part in point in my life where there was a little frustration of just not getting what I really wanted, like not getting that opportunity to sink my teeth in, you know, and then Mimi happened. So I feel like uske beech mein jo time tha na, mujhe tha ki yaar main bahut kuch kar sakti hu, aur टाइम निकले जा रहा है, मेरे सामने वो अपॉर्चुनिटी नहीं है, मुझे नहीं पता हाउ डू आई शो माय परफॉर्मेंस व्हेन आई डोंट हैव अ कैरेक्टर.
क्विक क्वेश्चन, व्हाट डू यू थिंक, व्हाट्स मोर इम्पोर्टेंट टू बिकम अ रियली सक्सेसफुल एक्टर, एक्टिंग और मार्केटिंग?
सी
इज अ टैलेंट, सो टैलेंट और मार्केटिंग
मोर इम्पोर्टेंट? टैलेंट
रियली?
या यू विल टेक लॉन्गर एंड यू माइट गेट इट. only on the basis of marketing and you don't have talent, you can fool the audience once, twice, but then not more than that.
But then don't you, because you're packaged as like a big marketing product. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 years later, then you eventually find some space and then you become...
Yeah, marketing, so, matlab, aap sabun bhi bech rahe ho, eventually, sabun agar achha nahi hai, toh, thoda time par nahi chalega, na, khareed lenge ek baar log.
But logo ko itni aadat laga do ki wo logo lagega ki wohi sabun achha hai.
Nahi, I don't think audience is that dumb. I'm just asking you.
I'm making a situation in my head.
I consider audience very, very intelligent if they don't like they someone's are. Acting. There are so many people who've come from, you know, family backgrounds, filmy backgrounds, all of that, have gotten like the best opportunities maybe, but are not as successful, you know. And eventually it boils down to talent. Marketing karke kitna ullu bana loge kisi ko, honestly. It can work once, it can work twice, but what takes you longer, like for the longer ride, is your talent.
But then with talent...
And your choices of films, that I would say. If you have great talent, but you're great in every film, but the film is not working, nothing matters.
Nothing. Personally, at this point, okay, you can choose to give why reason behind it or no, you decide. But at this point, what's more important for you? To become the best actor or the biggest actor?
The best actor. Because I know I'll become the biggest.
These are diplomatic answers.
But I'm serious. But I'm serious. Because I feel like... I feel that once you are excelling at what you do... That's like 3 days mein dialogue, right?
Yes. Kamyabi ke piche mat bhaag.
Excellence
ke piche bhaago. Theek hai. No, because I feel, you know, there are few actors at one point because they have delivered such great work. After a point, it doesn't matter what their art is. It's not just actors.
But you leave a legacy.
Then it's only about... So nobody goes for the artist.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nobody goes for the art. People go for the artist. After a point, it becomes
see,
that thing.
Okay. Irfan Khan, Meryl Streep. It's not like all their films are...
Yeah.
The biggest hits, you know, they're not. But the legacy that they've left, the name that they've left, you know, even when they're not in this world, I mean, I'm talking about Irfan, so obviously, is something that is just beautiful, you know. And what's amazing about art is that it lives beyond us. You know, we're not there in this world, but that still remains.
So do you want to reach that point or do you want to reach a point is what I'm asking? Because... If you look at around the world, in any field you see, ek time aata hai where the artist becomes bigger than the art. Like people don't care about what the artist, they just go for the artist. Let's say Shah Rukh sir, Salman sir, right?
Of course.
Now, I am a huge Shah Rukh Khan fan.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care what the movie is about. I go because it's Shah Rukh Khan's movie. I don't know how this got... In me, I don't know how this has been manufactured or is this organic or there's some performance of him. Nahi pata. At one point, you reach that level. This happens with painters, musicians, bahut log aisa hota hai, rappers.
But you know, I'll tell you, he as a person is also that person who, you know, bolte hai na apne fan, aap jiske fan ho se nahi milna chahiye. Kyunki kharab ho jata hai sab. He's actually a person, agar aap unke fan ho aur unhe mil ho, to wo aap aur bade fan ban jate ho, because I feel like he's really intelligent, he's very chivalrous, he really takes care of you, he is just so good at whatever he does, you know, when he's performing, when he's talking, you want to hear him talk, you know, on any topic. He can like go on for hours, he's that intelligent. So I feel like his wit, his, you know, his talent, his everything, his... charm, you know, the way he is, that's how he is. He gives a lot of love. When you're in front of him, he will, like, if he's eating, he'll like give you the khana himself and all, you know. So when you give so much love, I believe you get it some. Also
do you fear being irrelevant?
It's not something that's come to my mind.
Never.
I think
you always want to be relevant for perpetuity.
See, I think in the I want to be relevant and all. I think I just want to keep working. For me, it's just that. I think, shuru mein shayad jab, when I just entered the industry aur bahut zyada log mujhe nahi jante the aur tab ye nahi pata hota tha ki acha aage aur film milegi nahi milegi, यू नो, तो उस टाइम पे आपको लगता है कि यार ऐसा नहीं है ऑडियंस भूल जाए मुझे, बिकॉज आप वो अभी अभी आपको जानना शुरू हुई है, तो आपको काम करते रहना होता है
कि बार बार दिखा,
पता चलता है रेलेवेंस इररेलेवेंट, ऑल ऑफ दैट वाज इंपॉर्टेंट. आई थिंक नाउ इट्स जस्ट अबाउट डूइंग क्रेडिबल वर्क. नाउ इट्स जस्ट अबाउट फाइंडिंग, जस्ट गेटिंग बेटर. आई फील लाइक मुझे हमेशा से ऐसा लगता है, आई डोंट वांट टू एवर बिकम स्टैग्नेंट. I wanna keep growing. I wanna keep getting better. I want people to say that every time I perform, I want people to say this was her best performance till date. So I want that to happen. Like eventually, obviously you can't have every film having best performance till date, but you have to push the envelope in some way. You know, sometimes you're doing something different. Sometimes you're doing something, you know, better than what you had done before. You have to keep growing as an actor, I feel.
Yeah.
That is important.
Kriti is Leo Max.
I mean, you have to keep growing. Like, I always feel like, you know, if I feel that, nahi yaar, isme I didn't give it my best. See, sometimes this happens that the character only doesn't have so much. Wo hota hai kai baar.
But at the time of choosing, don't you feel so?
You do. But at times, I mean, I've done films for other reasons also sometimes.
Like
in the sense that I think this is a very commercial film. It's a big film, you know, so maybe let me do it. Sometimes it is, you know, I really want to work with this director or this story is amazing. I want to be a part of it, which is also fine.
Sometimes it's crew, sometimes relationships, sometimes.
Like for example, film. I feel like a film like Crew that's coming out right now. It's not about performance in that. It's about the kind of film it is. Getting to work with women for the first time. Yeah. We always are working with male actors. You know, getting to work with two women who I've been a fan of, you know, who I've like sort of loved watching on screen. And now I'm getting to work and act with them. You know, that is a big deal for me. And I feel like I like the genre of the film. I think it's fresh. So you're not doing everything selfishly for yourself ke bhai mujhe validation milna chahiye. It is also the kind of film that you're being a part of and the kind of story you're telling, you know. At the end of it, it's entertainment. So it's, you have to keep doing different stuff.
The trailer gives very cunning con man vibes, like con woman vibes.
Yeah, it's a fun.
Is it all about that?
It's like got an element of that. It's got an element. It definitely has an element of that. But and these three different characters really quirky, fun, very different from each other kind of women coming together, doing certain things that they had not planned. So it's fun.
Okay, so they had not planned. Okay, so it's not like,
I mean, not planned. Sometimes things happen to you. Sometimes it's God's plan. Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming to, we're talking about a personal life.
Yes. Oh, okay.
tell me what is, are you dating someone?
No. So I like romance. I feel like romance is what is slowly dying. With these like dating apps and people like moving from one relationship to the other and all, I feel like, you know, people don't do the basics, the smaller stuff, the gestures, the, you know, effort. Effort is sexy, I feel.
Then I was the other day talking to one of my friends, just like you, she said the same thing, ki yaar ladke bilkul chivalrous hi nahi bache hain ab, kya ye left side right swipe hota hai, matlab they don't know what really is. And hamari bachpan se aaj hai ki aap lift mein pehle jao. Okay. It's not with the girl, it's with the guys also. It's with koi bhi uncle ho, auntie ho, chota bachcha ho. I would let other person go because I've always seen my mom doing it.
Do it.
Yeah. Mom do it with other people.
So but actually, mujhe aisa lagta hai, people na confuse chivalry with like what we started saying, feminism.
Okay.
Like a lot of people feel ke, you know, are they want like, इक्वालिटी तो उसको बुरा ना लग जाए, यू नो, कि मैं नहीं कर सकती क्या, व्हाट यू मीन. बट आई एक्चुअली फील वन लाइक्स शिवलरी नॉट बिकॉज आई कांट डू इट, बट समटाइम्स आई जस्ट वांट टू बी आल्सो टेकन केयर ऑफ. आई कैन टेक केयर ऑफ माई सेल्फ वेरी वेल, बट समटाइम्स आई वांट टू बी टेकन केयर ऑफ, व्हिच इज फाइन.
आई जेन्युइनली बिलीव इन दिस बिकॉज यू नो दे कमेंट दैट हे आई कैन ओपन माई ओन डोर्स. I can, of course you can.
Yeah.
Women can open their own doors. Doesn't mean they need to.
Of course.
They should.
Yeah.
Like, they should not do it.
But
I
want to
do it because it's the way I show care and effort.
Yes. Which is fine. Like, if two people are on a date and the guy wants to pay and all, it's okay. But if the girl wants to pay, you should also let her pay. Huh. No, which I feel like sometimes guys are like, how can you pay if I'm here? Like, come on, I'll feel nice. I'm earning for myself. Yeah. I'm financially independent. It makes me also sometimes feel nice if I'm paying for the dinner, I'm taking you out. Mm. You know? So I feel like that balance can still come.
But genuinely, I feel, matlab, people should stop commenting this. And people have complicated this whole thing that, hey, I can open my own doors,
people,
I can lift my own bags,
yeah,
I can do all of this, I can open my own gate.
People are understanding. I think sometimes people confuse feminism with like things which it's not. You know, it's about like feeling, it's about equal rights and opportunities and being treated equally.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not about like, okay, it doesn't make me feel disrespected if you're opening a door for me. That's respect only. Yeah. And you're not doing it because mujhse khulega nahi darwaza. Matlab, that's a little like stupid. Yeah, but yeah, I feel like that's also, I feel like romance is dying. These little things are dying.
Mm.
You know, it's like chivalry is rare and it is beautiful. It is like when someone suddenly opens the door for you, for now, I'm like a little shocked for some time. I'm like, oh, okay.
Achha, your mother taught you
it's
well.
Sweet. Yeah, it's sweet.
Do you find white boys attractive or Indian boys attractive?
Yeah, I need the guy to be little desi at least.
Huh, like brown boys are like
Abhi tak, I've not gotten attracted to an absolute firang.
Hmm.
Except for you feel like, okay, Ryan Gosling is hot and all that. That's a different thing. You can find people hot.
Yeah.
But I haven't like fallen for someone who's completely firang. The reason being, I feel like I'm too desi.
Hmm. You're like too Dilli ki ladki.
Never say never. Hmm. I always say that. But I feel I'm too desi. And I feel that I need the person to at least understand Hindi.
Hmm.
बोले नहीं बोले बोले अलग बात है, बट मेरे मुंह से निकलने वाली है. So
समझ जाए, मैं तो समझ जाए.
मैं हर बार मैं पूरा टाइम इंग्लिश में नहीं बात कर सकती हूँ, मेरे मुंह से हिंदी निकलेगी. मैं पंजाबी गाने बजाऊंगी, मैं बॉलीवुड गाने बजाऊंगी, मैं इंग्लिश गानों पर बहुत देर तक डांस नहीं कर सकती हूँ. मेरा असली डांस हिंदी और पंजाबी म्यूजिक पे ही निकलता है. और मैं पार्टी में एक पॉइंट के बाद आई एम लाइक अभी प्लीज बॉलीवुड या पंजाबी चला दो, आई कांट. सो आई नीड द पर्सन टू बी एबल टू एंजॉय ऑल ऑफ दैट.
व्हाट्स द बिगेस्ट रेड फ्लैग फॉर यू? गिव मी थ्री रेड फ्लैग्स इन गाइस.
ओह गॉड, देयर मेनी. थ्री रेड फ्लैग्स.
एक्सपीरियंस अ लॉट ऑफ रेड फ्लैग्स.
नो, नॉट लाइक दैट. सी, आई मीन, लॉयल्टी एंड ऑनेस्टी इज द बिगेस्ट वन फॉर मी. इफ द गाय इज नॉट लॉयल, आई कैन नॉट बी इन इट. So, yeah, I can sometimes not get to know, but that's a different thing. But for me, I am extremely honest and I am extremely loyal. So for me, that matters a lot.
Okay.
So and when fine. I say honesty, I mean like just actually honesty ke andar loyalty aa jayega. The need to not hide anything, to be able to say everything honestly, everything.
Hmm.
Then I feel like if you don't respect people, no matter what strata they are from.
If you feel that you're superior, it's a red flag.
Yeah. And if you show people that, you know, and how you're talking to someone when you're angry also, you know, how you're treating your family, like I said. How do you treat your family? How do you treat your mom? You know, if you're not treating them well, that's a red flag. Also that people who change in front of outside world completely.
And okay, explain.
Suddenly that their behavior is very different the moment, you know, they're outside or when they're at home. Like a complete change of behavior sometimes I feel can be a red flag because
they have a mask on.
Yeah, because that means that first when you met them, you were the outside world. So they were not really showing
the
true self, you know, and they were trying to just be someone else.
That's fair. You know, there's a very good quote on it. Okay. That every human being has minimum two masks on. One is how they are with their family and one, how they are with just themselves.
Hmm.
Anyone who has more than two, stay away from them.
Yeah, true.
Like we all have one layer, we all have, but anyone who has more than that, just stay away from those people.
Yeah.
I really like that quote. Okay, I have a very cool trailer idea and we'll end it like that. I want you to rate. Okay.
Oh, is this coffee with Karan happening?
No.
Rate what?
No, rate it like because we were talking about all the values that you put out and you use certain words and I've made a note of it.
Oh God.
Okay, I'm very picky about it. So not just like you said, we were talking about red flags, green flags because I didn't ask you green flags. So We are talking what's the ideal partner, right?
Haan.
So rate 1 out of 10. Looks. How much do you wanted to rate? कितने होने चाहिए 1 to 10 में से?
1 to 10 में से कितने होने चाहिए?
What matters to you the most is what?
मतलब अट्रैक्शन तो होना चाहिए यार.
हाँ तो अट्रैक्शन
तो
मतलब
मुझे अट्रैक्शन होना चाहिए. उसके बाद वो मुझे गुड लुकिंग लगे किसी और को लगे ना लगे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता.
तो अट्रैक्शन 1 to 10 के बीच में कितना होना चाहिए ना? लाइक हाउ इम्पोर्टेंट गुड लुक?
7.
ओके दैट्स प्रीटी हाई. ओके
आई मीन या 7
मेरे हाइट.
How important it is?
How important it is, 1 to 10 mein?
Never say never. And that's why I'm leaving 1 point. But yeah.
9?
8.5, 9, I feel like. Yeah.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'9".
Guys, that's so, 9 it took her so long to say.
Yeah. This is zyada to log disqualify ho jate hain.
Aadhe se zyada log.
Yeah. See, India never say never. If I'm 9 bol rahi ho, kal ko pata chale kisi SSC shaadi ho to see. Then you guys will say, oh, but she said this. Never say never. I always say that.
Okay. And value system, 1 to 10.
10.
Full.
Value system is your core, is who you are.
Okay. Two more. Dono pe rate karna. Physical intimacy and intellectual intimacy.
Both are important.
Yeah. So you rate no 1 to 10 ke beech mein.
I would rate intellectual on a 9.
Okay.
And physical, I would say 8.
Money.
What about it?
Money, like how rich should it be? 1 to 10 mein se. Richer than you or let's say poorer than you?
See, as long as I am living the lifestyle that I want to live and the person doesn't get offended or doesn't have that much issues of an ego.
You're okay with someone making less than you?
Yeah, absolutely. As long as he's okay with me making more.
That's also a question.
Doesn't happen very often.
Really?
I feel like
men have that
guys
ego.
Guys don't take it very easily. They don't take it well.
Wow.
It's sad.
Shouldn't a partner be really proud of your
that's
your
how, partner? That's the ideal man, my friend, who doesn't exist too many. It's a rare breed.
Ab aapki duniya se bahar niklo, milenge, honge kuch na kuch, vichare kahin na kahin honge.
See, it's like actually lots may pretend for it to be okay, but then after internally, a point internally, if you're not comfortable with it, like it doesn't matter. See, honestly, पहले क्या होता था कि हमेशा जब शादी के लिए रिश्ता देखा जाता था तो लड़का कितना कमाता है लड़की कितना कमाती है तो पूछते भी नहीं थे. बिकॉज काफी लड़कियां नहीं कमाती थी. बिकॉज काफी लड़कियों को वो एजुकेशन भी नहीं मिलती थी, वो अपॉर्चुनिटीज भी नहीं मिलती थी. काफी लड़कियां काम नहीं करती थी बिकॉज पीपल यूज़ टू से कि अच्छा इनका काम है खाना बनाना, घर का ख्याल रखना, बच्चों का ख्याल रखना. दैट यूज टू बी द नॉर्म. द गाय यूज टू गो टू द ऑफिस. थिंग्स हैव चेंज्ड. वुमेन वर्क एंड आई फील लाइक टुडे लाइक समटाइम्स आई हैव दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन विद माई पेरेंट्स व्हेन आई एम लाइक ओके वी यूज टू थिंक हाउ मच द गाय अर्न्स व्हेन द गर्ल डिडंट अर्न यू नो एंड यू नीडेड द गाय टू अर्न टू फीड हिमसेल्फ एंड द गर्ल एंड द फैमिली. बट इफ द गर्ल अर्न्स, इफ आई कैन अर्न फॉर माई सेल्फ एंड आई कैन feed my family and provide for the family, then I should look at the guy and how the guy is, not how much he earns.
Fair.
So I feel like times have changed, but people haven't.
They will.
Their mentality hasn't, because ye itne time se chal raha hai aur itna zyada ingrained hai ki hame normal wahi lagta hai. To ye hame odd lagta hai, kuch atpata lagta hai.
But it will become a norm. It's becoming a norm slowly.
You think?
Yeah. I think it'll become.
I hope so. I feel like I feel that it should be two people and how they want to live their life together deciding whether they should be together or not.
True.
Yeah.
And they should decide the who's making more, who's making less. Let them do their work together.
Yeah.
How important ambitious person is for you? Do you think the person should be, your partner should be ambitious? Or you're okay with someone who's not so ambitious as well because you're ambitious?
So I used to always feel that I need the person to be driven, to be ambitious. I think I also sometimes get drawn to people who are ambitious, who are driven, because I have been like that. But I think I've started valuing other qualities more than that, because I think, you know, sometimes you think you want this, but actually what you need is something else.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need someone who is exact same as you.
because then you actually the yin yang won't work.
Yeah, you actually need someone who completes you or who you can inspire and can inspire you in different ways. So, yeah, I need the guy to be, I would want the guy to be eventually want to be independent, which I feel, forget the guy. Every girl, guy, you know, son, daughter, husband, wife, whoever you are, I feel should be financially independent.
Yeah.
Because I feel that life is very unpredictable. Anything can happen anytime. You should never depend on somebody else for your basic needs and for money. And you should never have to take any decision of your life because of money.
True.
You know, it should always be for the right reasons. So yeah, I feel that's the only thing that I would want. Ambitious hai, nahi hai. If someone's extremely lazy and just like sitting on bed and like ordering things and not wanting to do anything at all, that's a put off. You know, so it should be at least like 6. Above average. Above average ambition hona chahiye life mein ki main bahar nikal ke kuch to karun.
Okay, last two questions which you actually started with. First was eating unhealthy wala. I was curious. I am curious how I... So, for the longest time...
I have a fitness brand, by the way, the Tribe.
I know, you started... Yeah. That was another question.
Yeah, I'm actually going for the retreat that they're having right now in Gulmarg.
The Tribe is... A gym? What is it?
So it is it's a workout.
It's a gym.
Place.
Like, it's a workout space in Juhu, right?
Yeah. We're also opening very soon in Bandra in a few months.
Okay.
It's again started with passion, where I had no idea of how to be an entrepreneur and what to do if you become one and blah blah blah. I had gained 15 kilos of weight for Mimi, and then lockdown happened, and I had to lose all the weight. And gyms were shut. Okay. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this weight, because in my life, I had not gained that much weight ever.
Okay.
My lockdown, weight right? used to... No, I gained 15 kilos for Mimi.
Okay.
For the film.
The role.
The moment the film finished, lockdown happened and suddenly gyms were shut. Yeah, and I was like, what do I do? So I met these guys, Robin, Karan and Anushka, 3 young guys who are like very different from each other in how they train, what they do, their expertise, and just really new age and today. And I used to find like gym training a little boring. And I realized that it could also be fun. Someone needs to just know what works for your body and just like keep rotating the routine, because your body also gets used to one thing. I lost all the weight in my room working out virtually.
Nice.
And that's when I was like, guys, I feel like, you know, I see potential here. And I feel like fitness, honestly, should also be available to everyone. Hopefully in the future, maybe not now. Now we're concentrating on the in-studio and virtual sessions, opening another branch. But hopefully in the future, I do want to open and start an app with them, you know, where you can work out wherever virtually. You are, you know, virtually. I did start liking workout because of them. And I feel like it doesn't have to be boring. It can be fun. And I did love the word, the Tribe.
Yeah, I love like it
it's
too.
It's got this community feeling, and that's how they are.
I love Hyphen, by the way. And, you know, I was reading first day when it launched. So, I was reading that people are writing रोड जैसे क्यों कर दिया हेली बीबर का वो लिप आई थिंक
फर्स्ट डे व्हेन इट वाज लॉन्च
जब लिप का कुछ यू लॉन्च्ड आई थिंक पेप्टाइड
द लिप बम द वन दैट आई वाज पुटिंग राइट नाउ
या सो पेप्टाइड वी लाइक कि हेली बीबर रोड ये कर दिया बट आई थिंक दैट्स सो ब्रिलियंट दैट्स सो स्मार्ट कि कोई प्रोडक्ट US का है जो इंडिया में नहीं मिल सकता और इंडिया में गैप देखी गैप देख के हमने लॉन्च करा एंड यू आर गिविंग वैल्यू टू इंडियन कस्टमर्स
फॉर मी इन माय हेड आई वाज लाइक इट हैज टू बी बेटर देन दैट Like when I apply it has to be better than that. And also that's why there's also vitamins in it. It's not just peptides. Which I don't think anybody cared about. I think they just saw
they care about. You should talk about it more. People care about everything you say.
It has vitamins also. I can talk anyways a lot about it.
and be loud about it. Like, yeah. But why did you start it? That's an important question. Kyun start kiya brand?
सो आई एक्चुअली नहीं क्यों मैंने सब कोई किसी ने भी नहीं बनाया था जब मैंने सोचना शुरू किया था एटलीस्ट
नहीं मतलब कोविड में ग्लोबली ऑल एक्टर्स एंड
नो
आई थिंक क्रिएटिव पीपल पीपल विद फॉलोइंग पीपल विद सर्टेन लेवल ऑफ इन्फ्लुएंस लोगों ने स्टार्ट कर दिया अपनी ब्रांड्स बनाना क्योंकि दे रियलाइज कि अगर वो कोई ऐसी अच्छी चीज बना सकते हैं जिनसे उनकी ऑडियंस की लाइफ में वैल्यू ऐड हो सकती तो व्हाई नॉट
ऑफ कोर्स
इट्स अ वेरी स्मार्ट थिंग टू डू येट यू आर
रिहाना हैड स्टार्टेड व्हेन आई स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग ऑफ इट
रिहाना डिड इट फेंटी
वाज देयर फेंटी वाज देयर ऑफ कोर्स रेयर एज कॉस्मेटिक्स वाज देयर
रेयर वाज देयर
रेयर कॉस्मेटिक्स हैज बीन इट्स बीन अ व्हाइल
ओह सॉरी आई वाज थिंकिंग अबाउट
lockdown hit my 30 And I was like, I need to take care of my skin. Now, I've always... Sunscreen is something I've worn like bachpan se. That one thing I used to use in the morning was sunscreen. I would go to school, college, whatever. And I would sometimes use like whatever moisturizer my mom would use, I'd use that at night and all sometimes. Then when I started modeling and I came into acting, I started taking care of my skin better. Having a little bit of a routine, trying different things, trying oils. In the lockdown, I was like, okay, I want to take care of my skin and let me see what all is necessary or whatever, what all is needed. Now, being an engineer, main baal ki khal mein ghusti hu, jab mein ghusti hu. So, when I started reading about ingredients, I found it really interesting. I started watching a lot of YouTube videos, you know, of like skincare influencers, of... you know, there's Hiram and there are these really known influencers abroad. I started ordering a lot of products from abroad.
Okay.
You know, so I was hoarding like product. My mom was like, rose ek cream aa rahi hai, kya ho raha hai? So, and I started trying different serums. I started addressing my issues. Like I am prone to pigmentation. So I was like, okay, pigmentation ke liye kya kya ingredients work karte hain. Then I was like, okay, this is, vitamin C is working, okay, alpha arbutin, there's something called tranexamic acid and all. So I started ordering all these things and trying them out. And then at times I used to be like, I don't want to layer four serums which have single ingredients, which work towards the same thing, you know? And I was like, and I was finding a gap here where I was not finding too many products, which A, I could rely in terms of quality. And then I felt that there was a gap here. And I was like, you know, mujhe ye ingredients saath mein kyun nahi mil sakte hain? Ya mujhe ek sunscreen jo hydrating bhi ho, you know, jisme ye bhi vitamin C sunscreen ke saath bahut acha jata hai. To main usme dal kyun nahi sakti hu?
So you needed and products.
Yeah.
So this and this
I
product.
Wanted to simplify. And then I was like, you know, this is a good idea. I don't think this exists right now. Why not make it? And in my head, the first thing was that I want to make products that I use on myself every single day. You know, I don't want to make something but then main bahar se use kar rahi hu. You know, so I don't want to do that. And I want to be very involved. Like I can't lend my name to something and then just have it do whatever it wants to do.
Okay, tell me an ideal skincare routine now that you already have a skincare brand.
Ideal skincare basic batao. Basic.
Hyphen products mein batao.
Okay, so you need a good cleanser.
Okay.
Hyphen
has it?
Yeah. We've just launched two cleansers. I personally, I don't know if you have dry skin or oily skin or whatever.
Have a combination. Skin time.
See, I personally like gentle, creamy cleansers. I like cleansers that make me feel hydrated.
Okay.
Both these cleansers are actually very hydrating, but I personally use the moisturizing creamy cleanser a lot more.
Okay.
So it's I like... You know, I don't like that feeling jab face wash karke aisa lagta hai abhi has bhi nahi sakte hai nahi to kuch ho raha hai crack ho jayegi skin. So you need a good cleanser. Lot of people actually don't think cleanser important hota hai, face wash important hota hai. Unko lagta hai abhi dhona hai to hai, kya farak padta hai, koi bhi use kar lo. But that's not true.
Okay.
Because if you're stripping your skin off its natural oils, then that's actually harming you more. You need a good moisturizer. Anything that suits your skin. We have barrier care creams which... again, we have for oily and for dry because I believe every skin needs something differently. And we have the All I Need sunscreen, which is, so I like it simple in the morning. I don't want to use a moisturizer and then use a sunscreen. I'm like, isko combine kar, please.
Really?
Mujhe ek sunscreen do jo hydrating bhi hai, to mujhe do step nahi karne pade. So the All I Need sunscreen is a very creamy, hydrating sunscreen. So you do not need a moisturizer. There were a lot of reviews and people when they were using, because people are used to it na, ki moisturizer lagaya, phir wo lagaya. I was like, oh my God, this is going to get heavy. So that's what I was reading, that it's too much for me. I'm like, that's because you've put a moisturizer, don't. That's the point of it. So
basic is cleanser, moisturizer, and then?
Barrier care cream. This is your basic.
Okay.
Now if you want to go intense, the Golden Hour Glow, the Golden Hour Glow serum is a very, very hydrating serum. Now it has like a little bit of vitamin C. It has alpha arbutin, which brightens your skin. It also has hyaluronic acid. Most of our products have a lot of glycerin in it because, and sometimes people are like, glycerin dala hua hai. But glycerin is such an underrated ingredient. Kyunki humko easily milta hai, to hume lagta hai ki isse kuch nahi hoga. But actually it is, maybe it's equivalent to hyaluronic acid or maybe more, you know, in holding moisture in your skin. And I think hyaluronic acid just sounds fancy. Yeah, so people feel like, okay, cool, this is cool. You know, and I think glycerin is like, my bachpan se glycerin rose water mein mix karke, I used to use it on my face. You know, so that stuck with me. And I was like, guys, we have to use glycerin.
Yeah.
You know, so that was there. And of course, the lip balms.
What's the most expensive thing you bought? Apart from the car.
Yeah, I was about to say the car.
Okay, car sab apni apni.
Car, haan, car hi hai yaar.
Which car did you buy?
Maybach.
Ooh.
Yeah, the SUV. So yeah.
The SUV or the sedan?
The SUV.
The SUV. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. So that's something, I think I bought it after Mimi, where it was like, you know, sometimes you want to like just treat yourself.
Yes. So now I've done a good job.
Apart
from car, what was the most expensive thing you bought?
I mean, I do have a house. So, which I bought.
Yeah, these are wo investment type. Okay, I'm talking about like something which you just stupid buy. Like, I want to buy it.
I don't want to say how much, but I bought a jacket, which was expensive. How way much? More than normal.
Well, thank you so much for everything that you have told.
Thank you for being such a good host. And so, bottom line is that I didn't feel the time. And I was for a change not looking at my phone is not here, but I was not looking at like kitna time hua, kitna time bacha hai, which basically means it was a great conversation. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for giving us the best testimonial. Thank you so much for watching this episode till the end. Let me know in the comments ki aapko is episode mein kya acha laga aur aise aur kaun se guest hain jo aap chahte ho ki hum leke aaye. क्योंकि आप अगर हमें बताएंगे कमेंट्स में तभी हम और बेहतर बन सकते हैं. बिफोर यू लीव यू नो कि ये एपिसोड किसी एक इंसान के साथ शेयर करना है जिसकी लाइफ में इस एपिसोड को सुनने के बाद एक पॉजिटिव आइडिया या पॉजिटिव चेंज आएगा. अंटिल द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड, कीप फिगरिंग आउट.